can't imagine any greater fear than waking up without you here. And though the sun would still shine on, my whole if I had to run, if I had to crawl, if I had to swim 100 rivers just to climb 1,000 walls, I always know that I would find a way to get to where you are. There's no place that far.
Welcome, everybody, to another edition of Community in Depth, and we are thrilled to have on the phone with us Tom Montgomery. The name is familiar to you from the city of Hastings, but we actually are chatting with Tom as a retired private citizen. He's also a Rotarian, and he has some big news that he wants to share with our listeners. Tom, great to chat with you.
Well, thank you for having me on.
Well, thanks so much. So first of all, the Rotary. Let's talk about all the great things that the Rotary does.
Oh, well, it's I found it to be a wonderful organization, and more than happy to be a contributing member here. You know, we're all about community service, and it's what I really love about Rotary. Our motto is service above self, and this club is very strong in giving back to the community, whether it's through support of local organizations like Hastings Family Services. We do a wonderful program that started a number of years ago with Student of the Month that we partner with the high school. And it's one of the most fabulous programs we have each month is the high school nominates a Student of the Month, and we get to see these wonderful, wonderful students at our club talking about what they're involved with, what their plans are, and it is just so uplifting and really encouraging as to the future. And we're able to help them out with a stipend to help them to move on to their next step, whether it's a college, vocational school, or whatnot. So you know, something like that is just so uplifting.
Tom, did you know a lot about the Rotarians before you retired? Were you a Rotary guy then?
Yes. I'm trying to think. I joined in, I think it was 86, 87.
Oh, for crying out loud. You're probably a charter member.
No. But I didn't live in the community. I worked in the community, but I didn't live there. And I saw Rotary as one way for me to get a little closer to people in the community and getting to know them better. And it certainly fulfilled all those objectives. And it's also given me an opportunity to give back to Hastings, which has offered me just a wonderful career. So I think it is just a really wonderful organization that I got to say I kind of stumbled into. And stuck.
Oh, I love that. So one of the things that you are always going to have a lasting legacy in Hastings is the beautiful pavilion in downtown Hastings, right on the river. I mean, it's just gorgeous. It's used by so many different groups. And I know that the focus obviously is, you know, it has a stage and it's music, and that whole area was going to be the site of a big event, Rivertown Live, and I know you have some news to share with us.
Yes, this year would have been our fifth annual Rivertown Live concert event. Our way of, first of all, the fundraiser, but also just as importantly, a way to bring people to downtown to see this wonderful venue and see the whole park, not just the pavilion, but the city did a fantastic job of upgrading the park and the entrances to it. and get people downtown, see that gorgeous downtown that we've got. Unfortunately, COVID-19 struck. So regretfully, I've got to announce that this year's Rivertown Live is being postponed until next year. We took a look at the existing state's executive order limiting outdoor gatherings to 250 people, and back when all this, you know, the shutdown started and everything, you know, it was March, and we thought, okay, we're 5 months away. We can continue to promote and just see what happens. But we're 2 months away, and with upticks coming in other states that have opened up, and we just don't think it's viable, that it's the right thing to do to hold a concert, even if we were allowed to, which currently we're not. And we support that decision, by the way. But even if we were allowed to, we would be expecting somewhere around 2,500 people downtown in Levee Park. And try as we might, there's just no way you can control social distancing with that many people. Regardless if we did screening, if we did masks, if we did hand sanitizers, it's still too many people in too tight a spot. So, as again, I say regrettably, reluctantly, but knowing it's the right thing, we're postponing the concert. Now, one of the nice things that it seems to be working out is we're very close to getting all the artists that agreed to perform this year. Sarah Evans, Gabby Barrett, Chris Croisey, Shalo, Jake Nelson, and 32 Below from Fargo, all coming back for next year. So that's a big positive, helping us out and getting things organized much sooner than we normally would have. But still, I assume a lot of people will be disappointed it's not happening, but we just don't think it's safe.
So is that decision up to you, Tom, or is that something that the city dictates, the state dictates? How does that work, please?
Well, we would have needed to get a permit from the city. But right now, with the state executive order limiting outdoor gatherings to 250 people, the city couldn't grant a permit. We knew that. The city let us know that, too, just that they can't do it. But it was more of a discussion with the city on, do you see things relaxing? And I think both of us quickly agreed that it's not going to happen. And even if it did, with the pandemic firing off again in states like Arizona and Florida and Texas, it's just not the right thing to do.
Right. It's not prudent, probably, from any standpoint.
No. We don't want to put people at risk. This is supposed to be a good time, and yes, but it's got to be done safely.
You mentioned, and, oh, I'm sorry, Tom, go ahead.
Well, no, it's just that it's got to be done safely, and we didn't think we could do it safely.
I know that this is a fundraiser. Where does the money go to, please?
We have a number, like you're saying, the organizations that we support in town, the scholarships, Hastings Family Service. We also started two other programs. We have two other programs that we run. One used to be called Let's Go Fishing. Is now called Rivertown Rotarian Fishing, where our Rotary Club supports own a pontoon, and we take seniors out on the river. It's a subsidiary of the Rotary Club, but we support it, but we have other non-Rotarians helping us to do this. And I think last year there were over 80 trips that went out taking seniors out in the river, whether it's fishing or just a scenic trip on the river. And then this year, we started Cycling Without Age. Our club now has two, I'll call them tricycles. I don't know, two seats in the front, a driver in the back who pedals, and it's an electronically assist where we can take seniors out on our trail system. We've had some great support from one of the senior houses in town that allow us to garage our trishaws, and we hope soon that we'll be able to take seniors out again, properly masked, sanitizing everything, but get them out in the trails as another way to help and see and provide some activities.
I don't think I've ever seen a trishaw.
Well, and it's just a big bike, tricycle, two wheels in front, one in back. The peddler is the in the back, and above the front two wheels is a big, comfy dual seat, complete with a sunshade on top of it. We're really excited about the program. This is something we actually even had one of the founder from Denmark come over. He was in the country, and he stopped by and gave us a talk about how it all started.
And nice.
It's just really impressive, and what a wonderful program.
Well, it sure is, and I know you do so many great things around the city that we don't even know about. But getting back to Rivertown Live, you mentioned it's postponed until next year. I like the sound of that. And, you know, you had so much interest in the bands that were coming, and so I'm sure behind the scenes that was a lot of negotiating to be sure that they were all on board as well.
Yes, and we're still working through the final details, but yes, live music has really been hit hard by the virus, by the pandemic, and so I think artists are also looking for any opportunity to perform. They miss it. We miss the performances, but we're sad to see it postponed, but glad that we can hopefully reboot and be ready next year.
And that will make it easier for you rather than trying to secure different acts and put them together. You'll have that piece already done.
Oh, that cuts about 2 to 3 months off our planning schedule. Yes.
I love it. Good for you. Well, there's a bright side of this then. Tom, what else is new?
Well, got me scratching my head.
Well, I know that you worked for the city for many years, the city of Hastings. Tell people about that and how long you've been retired, and then what you are doing besides your Rotary work in retirement.
Sure. Well, I worked for the city for 31 years.
Wow.
31 and had a wonderful career in Hastings. Absolutely love the city. I never did live in Hastings, and I didn't retire in Hastings, but one of the reasons is being in public works, being in infrastructure management, I can't drive down a street in Hastings without taking a look at light poles or storm sewers or, mm-hmm. or seeing the condition of the road. You just can't turn it off. And so it was, and my wife worked in downtown St. Paul, so we kind of compromised and lived halfway between St. Paul and Hastings. I'm grateful to the city for the career that I had, and I'm glad I can give back through Rotary at least something back to the city. But retirement has been nice. I've been retired now for 5 years, and it's given me an opportunity to travel and see my grandkids. I've got a daughter in Green Bay and a son in Alaska, and 5 grandkids that we can bounce back and forth and travel and see. So that's one of the great benefits of retirement.
And for people that aren't retired, are you plenty busy, or are you even busier than you were? Isn't that what people always say?
I don't lack for things to do. I have found that I've become very good at procrastinating because I always have a dated, time to do something. You know, I can figure it out into a schedule, but and so the urgency has left, but not the number of chores.
And that's okay, right?
Oh, that's perfectly fine.
I love that. So, Tom, we really appreciate your time today and telling us about the big news that the Rivertown Live concert is not going to happen this year, but it's going to be postponed until next September. So the concert itself is always in September, and is it that weekend after Labor Day? Is that usually what it is?
Yes. I should pull up a calendar.
So I know that it was supposed to be September 12th of this year. So if we look ahead to 2021, Labor Day is going to be on the 6th of September. Yes. So that following week would be September 11th and 12th. That's the weekend. So would
that
it,
is.
Would it be
we'll be planning for September 11th.
We love it. Wow, something positive to happen on September 11th. Besides, it's Dan Massman's birthday too, and my dog Nugget. They share.
Oh, isn't that nice? Yeah,
it is so nice. Yes. Well, Tom, we really appreciate you taking the time to tell us about this, and I bet all of the planning, you know, the people in the planning committee are disappointed, as well as you said, the artists. They're just chomping at the bit to get out and do their thing, aren't they?
They are. We have on our, as one of our co-chairs, Brian Schomer, who's in the Jake Nelson band, and he misses it greatly. He talks about that a lot.
Well, I'm sure he could maybe do a concert from his backyard and people would tune in, don't you think? Why don't we recommend that to Brian?
We'll do that. He'll do that. He'll love it.
I think he would. Tom Montgomery, and he is a member of the Rotary Club of Hastings. They do so many wonderful things around the city, and we're grateful for all that they do. And breaking news, Rivertown Live, the concert has been postponed until next September 11th, 2021. Same great lineup. So, and if people have tickets, Tom, can they hold on to their tickets, or what do you want people to do?
We will be sending out an email to all the ticket holders, and we're going to give them three options. One is to hang on to their tickets. Two is to ask for a refund, and that refund will include all fees that were included in purchasing the ticket. Or three, if they wish to donate to Rotary, they can turn their ticket purchase into a donation.
Sounds great, Tom. We appreciate it. And if you want to learn more about the details of this, you can certainly go to rivertownlive.com, and they are going to have all that information updated as well. Tom Montgomery, we want to say thank you to you, and you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.
Any greater fear than waking up without you here? And though the sun would still shine on, my whole if I had to run, if I had to crawl.